We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Lots on this Kyrie news that he apparently wants to be traded from Cleveland. But right now, with camp starting next week, we welcome in the great Jimmy Kempski, PhillyVoice.com, getting set for the Eagles to open up training camp at the NovaCare Complex. Jimmy, Chris, Ike, what's up, brother?
Hey, guys, how are you?
What's up, Jimmy?
What's up, Ike?
Jimmy, what's got you most intrigued? Storyline number one headed into next week in your mind is what?
I don't know if it's storyline number one for most people, but the guy that I'm most interested in watching when they put the pads on would be Derek Barnett. Because, you know, you can't really evaluate those guys, the linemen in particular, during, OTAs and minicamp because they're not wearing pads. So I kind of want to see him go up. He went up against Lane Johnson all throughout OTAs and minicamp, again, without pads on. But in camp, you're going to see him go up against one of the best in Jason Peters, of course. So looking forward to see what he has.
When you take a look you want to watch him and see how much of an impact he can make. But he's a guy that we look at, we think he's going to be able to rush the passer very early. I mean, an ideal situation, is this somebody that is on the field 45% of the time, 35% of the time? What would be ideal as far as he's concerned this year, and what would alarm you if it's a higher number than that?
Well, ideal would be if he's on the field like 70 or 80% of the time, because that means he's really good. So, like,
or somebody's hurt.
That's about what Brandon Graham is going to be on the field, I would think, somewhere around 70 or 80. So if he's really good, then, you know, he'll be starting, and they'll want him on the field as much as they can possibly have him on the field. If he's got to beat out Chris Long, he's got to beat out Vinny Curry for the right to get those kinds of snaps. I don't think he's going to get that in year one, because they do have some depth at defensive end. I think it would only be alarming if he was playing a similar number of snaps that, say, like Vinny Curry has played over the last few years, where he's only getting, like, you know, like 30, 40% of the snaps. I think you want him getting at least half of the snaps at that, you know, right defensive end spot, because they did spend the 14th overall pick on him. And, you know, I think they see him as a guy that can contribute immediately just on the success that he had in terms of his production at Tennessee for 3 years down there.
I like what they've done up front this offseason with this defensive line, Jimmy. I think they've created a room of a little bit of uncertainty, and I don't think that's a bad thing. You know, sometimes you get these positions where they spend a lot of money and guys get comfortable and they're not as hungry, so they don't go out there with that same type of sense of urgency that you need. This offseason, despite spending big money in that room prior to this offseason with some of their young guys, they went out and added some talent. They brought in a veteran like Chris Long. They brought Tim Jernigan in here, who's on a prove-it-to-me contract, and then they drafted Derek Barnett. They're going to have to fight for reps out there, and I think that's a good thing, that these guys have to come into every practice and training camp with the mindset of, I have to earn my snaps to get out there on the field. And I think that's just going to make it a stronger unit overall.
Yeah, I agree. And you also, to piggyback on that, you also kind of have a mix of veterans and youth, in that you do have a guy like Barnett. And you mentioned Timmy Jernigan. That's a young guy, too. I mean, he's only going into his fourth year in the league, last year of his contract, as you mentioned. So, yeah, I mean, that's a guy who's playing for a contract next year, whether that be with the Eagles or elsewhere. So, like you said, it's going to be a hungry player in Jernigan. You're going to have a hungry player and a rookie that's really competitive in Barnett. And then you have the older guys like Chris Long, who doesn't want to lose out on you know, snaps to a rookie. And Vinny Curry, of course, is playing for his job, too, because he's making, you know, he got a huge contract, obviously, last offseason. And he's in danger of being cut next offseason if he doesn't produce this year. So I agree. You have all kinds of guys that have a lot to play for this season.
Your thoughts on Doug's approach to this year's training camp, Red, where he's going to be getting back to the old Andy Reid days, is if he can, with some more live contact, a little more than what they had last year. I don't know if they had live contact. I know they had pads on, but I don't know if they tackled to the ground. But Doug intends to do that a couple times this training camp. What do you think is behind that thought process?
They did. It's actually going to be the same as it was last year. They, they tackled to the ground a few times last year, and we had an interview with Doug like 5 weeks ago where you're not allowed to write about it for 5 weeks. It's embargoed, and then you see like you pinch a hose together, and then you let it go, and like a lot of water comes out. That's kind of like what happened this week with all these Doug Peterson articles coming out of nowhere. So like Doug mentioned during that interview session that they're going to tackle to the ground 3 days during training camp, which isn't a lot. I don't remember exactly how much Andy did it. I think it was somewhere around there. He might have done it a little bit more than that.
Yeah, the difference was we practiced twice a day, so he did it 3 days, but that was seven practices.
Yeah, the CBA let coaches get away with a lot more than they get away with now, and you have to deal with that, obviously. But, yeah, so they're going to tackle to the ground a little bit. I know that every team in the league obviously doesn't do that. Chip didn't do that. But I like it. I think, you want to give guys some reps tackling, and you want to, you know, I think that helps with competition. I think guys, while they prefer not to get, you know, really banged up during training camp, I think it does kind of add to the competition aspect.
Jimmy Kempski, PhillyVoice.com, with us here on Carlin and Reese this afternoon, 4:07. And, Jimmy, when you look at the offensive line, they obviously have added an awful lot of depth there. We know what they've done at receiver. We know what they've done at running back. What aspect of the offense would concern you, and what would have you bullish, let's say, on their prospects?
Well, the O-line is where I'd be bullish, and it's a really good unit. The one thing that I'd be concerned with would be Peters at left tackle. He's actually heading into this. There hasn't been an offensive tackle that's started more than 10 games in a season that's entered a season older than what Jason Peters is now. So the last guy to, or it's been a long time since then, the last guy to do that was back in like 2000 or 2001. It was I played for the Giants. I forget his name, but it's been almost 15, 16 years since a guy as old as Jason Peters has headed into a season at left tackle rather that has started at least 10 games. So at some point, his play is going to fall off significantly. Now I don't know if that'll be this year or it'll be next year or in 2 years. He is kind of a freak of nature, but I thought he had a good season last year. He led the league in false starts, which obviously is a negative, but I think on the whole, he had a really good season because he did what you want out of your left tackle to do, you know, more than anything, which is keep your quarterback clean. So he kept Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz had a number of sacks, but they didn't come from Jason Peters' side. So I think he's going to be fine. But that offensive line is really, really good. I mean, it's just across the board. Peters, I think Sam Wallow will probably start at left guard. I thought he had a good rookie season. Kelsey had a bad season early on, got a little better as the season went on. Brandon Brooks is a really underrated player. I think he and Lane Johnson might be the best right guard, right tackle combination in the NFL, or at least among the top three, top five. So they got a really strong line. The one area where I would say, I mean, I don't think they have any glaring holes on the offense, but, you know, I think that running back by committee approach, while it can be effective, the thing that they have to make sure they do is not to be too predictable. So when you see, you know, a certain guy in there, you don't want to really, you know, kind of telegraph what you're going to do to the defense. So if they're able to use LeGarrette Blount creatively, if they're able to use Sproles and Pumphrey and Wendell Smallwood, you know, creatively, like not kind of give away what they're doing depending on their personnel, then they can be successful. But if LeGarrette Blount's in there and they're giving him the ball, you know, 70% of the time that he's in the game, then it'll become a little bit predictable. So that'll be the challenge for Doug Peterson and the offensive staff.
All right, one more from me, Jimmy. Finish each of these sentiments, if you will. The Eagles will make the playoffs if, and the Eagles will disappoint in 2017 if.
I think they make the playoffs if they go 4-2 in the division. I think they can win enough games outside of the division I think their schedule isn't crazy. It's certainly among the, you know, more difficult ones in the NFL, but in terms of comparing them with the rest of the schedules in the NFC, I think it's very manageable, and I think the NFC overall, it's actually a little bit overrated. I think the Redskins are maybe a little underrated, while the Cowboys and Giants are maybe a little bit overrated at this point. So I think the division's up for grabs. I mean, any of those four teams can get it with, you know, maybe the Redskins kind of falling back with the dumpster fire that their front office has been this offseason. So, yeah, I think if they can win some games in division that they haven't done in recent years, then they got a really good shot. And then if for the season to really fall apart, I mean, you're talking about having some kind of disaster happen with Carson Wentz, whether he hasn't, you know, progressed or if he gets injured in some way. And then the other thing that I'd be concerned about is their depth on defense. I mean, we mentioned earlier how good their depth is at defensive end, but I think, you know, the rest of the – across the board on defense, they really don't have a lot of depth at corner. They don't have a lot of depth at linebacker. They don't have a lot of depth at safety. And then even at defensive tackle, all they do with Fletcher Cox and Tim Journey, they don't really have much behind them with Bo Allen being injured. So, you know, if they lose a couple guys on defense, then you're playing a lot of guys that are kind of like borderline roster players. So, you know, again, defensive depth and then just the idea that Carson Wentz, I think we take for granted that he's going to progress. But I don't think it's a – and I think he will as well. But I wouldn't say that, you know, 100% type of thing.
And it happens every year, Jimmy Kemski, in the summertime at training camp. Who is the guy that will be clamoring for to make this team, the young guy that we think can contribute at some point this year when we come out of training camp? Who's one guy that you sort of saw in the spring that you sort of want to get a chance to see him in the pads?
That's the Nate Brown Award.
Yeah, the Nate Brown Award, yes.
I would say, Matt Collins is going to make the team.
Yeah.
But if we're talking about really, if we're talking about deep depth guys, I think the guy that the team likes that, you know, really had a shot to make the team last year, but he got hurt during training camp was Marcus Johnson.
Yeah.
You know, smaller receiver out of undrafted free agent out of Texas a year ago.
Yep.
So he was on the practice squad last year. And they seem to like him. He had a good spring. So that's a guy that I guess to look out for during training camp.
There you go.
Good stuff, James. Appreciate the time.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. Jimmy Kemski, PhillyVoice.com, with us talking about the Eagles getting ready for camp next week. Is LeBron on his way to Philadelphia already?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.